William Morrow and Harper Audio present Say Yes to the Princess, a Hidden Royals novel by Sherris Michaels. Performed by Morag Sims. For my father-in-law, with love and gratitude. Thank you for reading all of my books within the first 12 hours of their release. Thank you for hand-selling them to everyone you encounter. And thank you for that early critique years ago, in which you said, I like to put just one thought in a sentence and end it with a period before going on to the next. Although I failed in this dedication, the first line of the book is for you. Chapter 1. London, September 1803. Killian Crews was known as the Royal Fixer. He fixed things. Lapses in judgment, gambling debts, amusing friends who were, in fact, petty thieves. He recovered runaway lovers, bribed judges to release careless relatives from jail, and redacted press reports about late-night escapades in public fountains. More than once, he disposed of a dead body. Sometimes he performed these duties under the title of Equerry to the King. Other times he was nameless hired muscle. He was nimble and resourceful, occasionally threatening, and spoke only when necessary. Little known fact, he was also the second son of an earl. His late father's title had gained him access to life at court, while his late mother's profession positioned him as the man on whom the palace relied to take out the rubbish. In short, he was a very creative, very private solver of problems. And on the first day of September 1803, Killian Crews was asked to creatively solve the private problem created by a certain French princess. Distract her. Occupy her. Enchant or even seduce her. These had been the palace's suggested fixes to solve the problem of the princess. Methods didn't seem to matter, so long as Killian redirected her from the current spate of trouble she'd been making in the royal court. First, however, he had to determine who the French princess was. Oh, Killian knew the girl's name, and he knew she was one of many courtiers and hangers-on in St. James's Palace. She was called Her Serene Highness, Princess Régine Élise Adélaïde d'Orléans. She was a glorified house guest living under the protection of the British royal family. To seduce her, Killian would require more than her name. But the problem was Her Serene Highness travelled in a pack. She was never without a small entourage of ladies in waiting, and they dressed in identical black bombazine, ebony hats, onyx-coloured gloves, black woollen drapey things that could be a cape or could be the bunting from a funeral pyre. Worst of all, they wore veils that obscured their faces like a dense vapour. They marched around Mayfair, four blackbirds in formation, and it was impossible to tell who was the lead bird.
Why not ask the royal dukes which one she is?
Wondered Hodges, Killian's manservant, speaking of the sons of King George. They stood at the edge of Portman Square, watching the as-yet-unidentified princess and her entourage bear down George Street.
Because the royal dukes do not know, Killian said, leaning his shoulder against a tree. I've asked. They don't keep track of their sister's friends. And we dare not suggest to the king or queen that none of us has the slightest idea, do we?
Hodges could best be described as Killian's manservant, but a more accurate title was man of all work. Royal fixing was rarely a one-person job. But the older man sometimes forgot that the work was not guaranteed. They were employees, just like the footmen and the grooms. As such, they could be sacked if their services did not meet expectations.
We're meant to consistently prove our value, Hodges, remember?
Killian went on.
How valuable do I appear if I cannot identify the girl I've agreed to seduce? No, wait.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?